I'm Julia Cahill, and as we've been hearing in the news this morning, rail travel in the Gaspé may become a reality again, but it's still going to take some time. Too long, in fact, for the people who have been advocating for rail service in the region. On Tuesday, the province committed $138 million over the next 2 years to upgrade the train tracks along the coast. Trains could be running to Gaspé by 2025. Bernard Babin is project manager with the Coalition des Gaspésiens pour l'avenir du train, and he spoke to the CBC's Julia Page.
I was born in New Carlisle, Quebec, and after that, my father and mother had to go to live in Montreal. So every year, we were taking the train during summer vacation when we were kids at school. We were taking the train from Montreal to New Carlisle. That was a so nice and comfortable trip. We were using sleeping cars, and we had the dining car. People on board, employees, were very nice. That was a marvelous trip before our summer vacations. But after that, I have moved to Quebec City, and my mother, which is 90 years old, still living in the Gaspé Coast, in Mariotte now, and I wish I could take the train to see my mother more often. Now I have to drive at least 7 hours to get to Mariotte from Quebec City. If I could take the train, I could take the train here in Sainte-Foy and get to Gaspé Coast with the sleeping car, sleeping accommodation, with the, you know, with the environmental issue we have now, we're phase two, all around the earth. We have to think about using more public transportation, reduce the use of our car. Our highways and roads are fully loaded of cars and trucks. So we should start thinking very quickly of using more public transportation.
We've been seeing for the last couple of weeks the impacts of not having rail service in other parts of the country. For people in the Gaspé, even if this timeline is respected and the work is done by 2025, that's going to be 12 years without the without the train service in the Gaspé. How are people feeling at this point when you see these new announcements being brought up year after year?
Well, it's a plaster. It's a plaster. We're happy they're waking up, and they see that there more money will be needed to restore the tracks to Gaspé. But the major point now, it's big companies like LM Wind Power, Mechanis, Cementry, which are two big companies, and there's also other companies are like Temrex in Nouvelle, there's RIGD in New Richmond. They need the train. The Gaspé region wants to be more sufficient by itself. The railroad is an economic levier to help the region and the people living there. So that time frame of 6 years, 6-7 years, is very, very too long and really incomprehensive in our days. With all the technology, all the knowledge, with all the skills everyone has in Quebec and even outside of Quebec, and because when the government made calls for tenders. I think the companies from outside Quebec are so eligible. So the work can be done really faster.
Bernard Babin is project manager with the Coalition des Gaspésiens pour l'avenir du train. He is speaking with the CBC's Julia Page. And we'd love to hear from you whether you want to travel to the Gaspé, do business in the Gaspé, or you are, of course, someone who's lived there and have missed those trains since 2011. What do you make of that new funding? What do you make of the announcement? What difference will it make to your life if train service, passenger service, is restored by 2025? QuebecAM at cbc.ca is the place to share your stories with us. We'd love to hear from you. And you can call our talk back line as well, 1-888-691-3476.